All right, back in here on The Fan, it's Overtime with Jonathan Pito, and we are now joined by the man of the hour, Ted Ginn Sr., joining us with the 2023 Lifetime Achievement Award winner. Coach, thanks for giving us a few minutes. Appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Do you have your state ring on or no?
Is that
the
no,
thing I saw? Well, what
they didn't
the
give
ring?
Me one, man.
It's in the mail. It's got to be coming eventually,
I guess,
right?
they got to vote on something. I don't know.
Oh, they're still designing it, the design process or
no,
whatever?
No, man. Don't nobody want to spend no money. They just won the championship, but the kids need rings.
Not going to be like one of those big mammoth ones we see guys
they might
wear today
go get
where
one
the top
out
screws
the bubble
off.
Gum machine, man.
Yeah, congratulations, man. First program from the city of Cleveland to win a state championship. What is that? That's got to be the cherry on top of just what has been an incredible and impactful coaching career that you've had.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know about coaching. I just think it's the cherry on top that we won the state title, and it's for the city of Cleveland, the district, and everybody, you know, and everybody in Cleveland that we can achieve at the highest level, man, you know. You win a game, you win a game, you know. But, you know, it's big because it made history. And our city, you know, should be proud of the young people that played at Glenville. And I'm just happy for that. You know, I'm happy that we all can share. It's not just us, you know. Everybody can be proud and happy. You know,
you get the sense the community really does, though.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like this
oh,
was.
Yeah.
You're very humble about it, but this was a very important win. It's
oh,
more
absolutely.
Than just a game.
Oh yeah, it's history, and this is it shows that we can be at the highest level, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's big because people look over us and thinking that we can achieve. You know, because we're from the inner city, and you know we. We're not fundamentally sound. We're not disciplined, you know, all that. But, man, come on, man. We're the greatest, for real. Cleveland kids, you know what I'm saying?
What was the greatest moment about tonight for you?
Man, just to see all the things that I don't see on a daily basis.
What's that? What do you mean?
I mean, I'm just working, man, you know. I'm just serving. And I don't pay attention to a lot of things. And then just to see some of the things, to see my kids up there, to address and to see, you know, the things they have accomplished, you know, and just to see the concept that God gave me as far as education, and just to hear people talk that I'm helping somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm serving, I'm giving somebody something, you know what I'm saying? And that's big for me, man, because I know that when you serve, you get blessings. And we all supposed to serve. That's what we were saved to do, you know. So it was big.
You've had a winning program at Glenville for years and years and years. You've produced a lot of top-tier players that have gone on to be successful at the college level, Division I, and even in the NFL. But when I talk to your former players about you, that's what they mention, is the service. Mm-hmm. And the impact that, while yes, you're a good coach, the impact that you have had on their lives as young men.
Yes.
Where, because you even alluded to it, you know, it's tough doing what you do. Where did you get the strength and the patience to not only be a football coach, but in some respects be another father figure for these young men who were trying to find their way as high schoolers?
Yeah, well, that's because I really understand life. You know, I understand the reason for living. You know, it's challenging, but it's what you're supposed to do, you know. I get the strength every day, you know, because life is, service is what we're living for, you know, and I just know that God has blessed me to live, literally live. And I know that I have to do the work. And if not me, then who? And if not now, then when? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, And it's not just in Cleveland and not in Glenville, not where I'm at. It's all over the world. Kids and people are struggling. They're struggling in life. The world is just a fast cycle. We're not slowing down and paying attention to nobody. You understand?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's very powerful. You know, because I was thinking to myself, I was like, I wondered if you always thought that it was going to end like this, you know, where you'd get to a point where, you know, you got the Lifetime Achievement Award, you won the state title and all this. But the way you're talking right now, I don't see any other script that it could have ended for you.
No.
This is it. This is as good as, I mean, this is as good as it gets, no question.
No question. But I got to keep moving.
It's well, you're far from done.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
We can tell that. We all know that.
No, man. Because you're talking about people. You're talking about children. You're talking about service. You're talking about achieving. You're talking about education. You talk about raising. When you gonna stop? What make people stop?
Is this your secret sauce? I feel like I'm getting it right now.
No, because that's it.
This is it, right?
Because yeah,
right now I'm ready. First, I'm ready to run through a brick wall for
yeah.
you. But on top of it, I'm like, wait, this guy's living life the way that you're supposed
oh,
to.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, every day, you know, I get up to get down. Every day.
The world, you mentioned it, the world is changing, right?
Yeah.
Technology, kids, are their faces are buried in their
yeah.
phones
yes.
and screens and all. I got to ask you, people skills matter so much in life, and especially in sports, obviously. How do you keep up with that evolution and still find a way to connect to kids who change by the generation
yeah.
every couple years?
So that's easy. You got to study the world. You got to study what's going on. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over. You know, some traditional things you can keep.
Yeah.
But some of that stuff got to go. And you got to learn how to get the next hook. You understand? Because you'll catch yourself fishing in a catfish, in a bluegill pond, trying to catch catfish with a big hook. So you got to change your hook.
What's your most recent hook? What's the most recent adaptation?
Well, you know, I know that I'm fishing in a bluegill pond. You know what I'm saying? The mouth is little. I can't get a big hook. I mean, you know, he's nibbling at you, but he just too big because your mind is saying it's a catfish, and you got this big hook. We have to change our hook in today's time. You understand? And then if you change it, you can get them. Hmm. But if you don't change it, you keep on your mind. You understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You understand? You'll never catch them. They'll nibble you to death. Hmm. You understand? And then you'll be mad at the fish. You understand? But you got this big hook on and your big expectation. You got to change to him.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. His mouth is little. Get a little hook, and then you catch him, then you can pull him in.
What's it mean to you when guys that have made it to the NFL are still calling and texting you and keeping in touch with you?
That means everything. That means that what I said to you when you was 13, 14 years old, it still remains the same now. They know that they got to come back and get the, you know, they know where they love at. They know where their guidance at. You understand? Now, whether they do what you say all the time, but they're going to come and ask you. You understand? You're going to tell them. They're going to decide what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? But I just love the fact that they got somewhere to come back. You know, if you're old as me, I'm 67. I wish I could go to my grandmother. I wish I could go to my grandfather. I wish I could go to my mother. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that type of impact on children that they know that they can come to you and get some advice. When the world is teaching them, you don't need advice, you grown, you this, you that. And they're not teaching you anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I tell kids every day, don't let that phone trick you. Don't let the world trick you. You got to stay basic and know and understand where your life and your information come from.
Ted Ginn Sr., we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. We got to get you sized up for that ring, though, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, let's go to the bubblegum machine. That's all they want.
Congratulations all right. on the award. Thank
all
you
right,
so
thanks.
Much.
All right,
appreciate
boy.
You.
All right, thank
you. You know, if we bully people enough, then they'll make sure they get him that ring. That's all we really need.
What's that? I'm not paying for for the ring.
No, he said no. He said no. I got ways. I got people. I got ways. We can just bully them into it. Every single hour on the hour. Two. Thank you so much. Man of the night right there, Ted Ginn Sr., Lifetime Achievement Award winner here at the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards. Daryl, I want to run through a brick wall right now.
I'm ready to suit up.
I'm ready to go.
I'm not going to be any good, but I'll suit up.
I get, but you get why people are texting him a million years later, and they make sure that they stay in – and by the way, I think of all the people that have come out tonight, Cardale Jones, Jim Tressel, all these guys coming out to honor a man right here in Ted Ginn Sr.
It comes down to the ability to connect with people and to, you know, show them the value within themselves, and in doing so, that allows them to be successful. And it's guys like Ted Ginn Sr. and the job that he's done throughout his career working with these young kids that grow up tough.
Yeah.
And not all of them have a great family dynamic in their life. And to see the impact that one person can have on so many, it's just it's a beautiful life lesson. And they're the Lifetime Achievement Award he received tonight here, no one more deserving. And really, I think, just kind of encapsulates that.
No question. I mean, what an incredible human. You know, there's very few times where I talk to somebody and then I leave thinking to myself, like, that's an impressive human.
Yeah, and I you know, I've been to Glenville games. I've covered Glenville over the years. And you see – and so I've seen what he does, you know, firsthand with my own two eyes. And it's incredible the impact that he has. And again, when you see players that have gone on to have that continued success, and you know, a lot of people when they get successful, sometimes they forget about where they came from, and the ones that he has, they don't forget where they came from. They remember him and the impact that he had on their life, and he is a big reason why they achieved the level of success. I just it speaks volumes about him as.